I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last week, a federal judge in Wisconsin ruled the National Day of Prayer unconstitutional. She said it violates the First Amendment's ban against a law respecting an establishment of religion. Despite the court ruling, President Barack Obama will still issue a National Day of Prayer proclamation. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says, regardless of what the government says, we can pray every day and we should pray every day. Pray for those who will be behind the appeal on the ruling. And what do Haiti, Chile, Taiwan, China, and Iceland have in common? They're all sites of 2010's natural disasters. And while the need overwhelms, Craig Dyer of Bright Hope International says they're focusing on what they can do. In Chile, repair estimates are over $8 billion. Bright Hope is sending shipments containing warm winter clothing. By empowering the local church, Christ's light shines and people are attracted to the gospel. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. Become an MNN fan on Facebook. We have a link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.